And we are back on the air on this Wednesday, October the 7th, 2020. 17 minutes past the hour, Scott Spears and Glenn Cole. Well, you gave me the weirdest look there. What was that?
I was so proud of myself. I knew when we were coming back, and I didn't say a word for 20 seconds before.
Well, that's good. I'm always good when I can get through the introduction. Yeah. That's always a good day when I can get through the introduction of this program. But you gave me the weirdest look when I looked over there.
I was just proud of
and
myself.
And it threw me for a second. I thought, what is he so happy about?
Attaboy.
Yeah. I should mention that Dr. Feynman and Glenn will be coming up here 12 to 1 today.
Yep.
And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5 today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7.
I just saw a picture of Nate, and I hadn't seen the picture. I guess I had seen it.
You've been at the parties with him?
Yeah, but the picture of him shocked me.
It shocked you?
Yeah.
Why is that?
He doesn't look like his voice.
Well, you've listened to his show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Briefly. I don't listen to much but music when I'm in my car. But, I've listened to his show, and he doesn't look like he sounds.
Now, but you've seen him at the parties.
Yeah, but, that's real brief, and we really haven't been. It's like, you don't, at the parties you may say the pleasantries, but you don't really get into stuff.
So in what way doesn't he look like he sounds?
I don't know.
I'm curious about this
I
now.
I think he looks tougher than he sounds.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He looks tougher than he sounds. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, Martha, how are you? Is she talking
I'm
to you or me, Scott?
Now that I've got to talk to you.
I know it's been a while. This, of course, is the legendary First Lady of Dance here in Marion, Martha Dowse.
And I'm the First Lady of Dance in the United States.
Oh,
Michael DeWine told me that when he was elected to Senator of the United States.
Martha, this is Glenn Coble, and we were talking about you earlier today because I wondered, did you really throw the baton way up in the air like her? And he said you did.
I sure did, and I learned how to twirl at Baldwin Wallace College.
Fantastic.
I twirled with my right hand, did a side twirl. I did a back bend and reached my left hand back on the ground.
Fantastic.
And I taught that to my student, Michael Fellbaum, and he called me when he was 17 years old from Lansing, Michigan, and said, Martha, guess what just happened to me? I was doing the side twirl back then, and they made me the head drum major of Michigan State.
Fantastic.
Now, Martha, you're under quarantine these days because of where you live. How are things going in quarantine?
Terrible. We haven't played bingo four times a week since February.
Oh, Martha,
that sounds terrible.
What do you do with all your time, Martha?
Say the rosary.
Oh, good. You're getting in good.
I'm a Catholic.
Yep.
Right. Now, Martha, tell people how you were not born Catholic. That's a good story. How did you become a Catholic?
Well, Joe's dad got him a brand spanking new Chevrolet convertible when he graduated in 1948. Well, we went together starting at age 12 years old.
Oh, my.
I went to Central. That's where the courthouse is now. And Joe went to St. Mary's School up on North Prospect Street. And we loved each other. I was 12 and Joe was 13. And we dated. When he got that car, we drove to Cleveland to see the Browns, the Indians, and the Cavaliers. One day on the way home, I said, Joe Manasi, I want you to take ballet lessons with me and dance for Dallas, and I will turn Catholic for you.
Oh, my.
And I did, and they're still Catholic.
So it was a deal. If he would learn to dance, you would become a Catholic, Martha.
Yep, and
hey,
I won.
You did.
Martha,
my tap crosses.
Oh, that's tough stuff.
And I had him in the very first popcorn parade, the first bratwurst parade. Charlie ever used to talk about it.
Huh.
Boy, do I miss Charlie ever.
Yeah,
we all died on my great-great-granddaughter's birthday, May 24th.
Now, Martha, did you get a chance to hear Mary Ellen Withrow's birthday party last week?
Oh, no, you're kidding. No. I love her.
Yeah, no, it's in the replays, Martha. If you listen long enough, it'll replay again.
Oh,
we had a good time.
Her.
Hey, Martha.
I'm a Republican, but every time she ran, I voted for Mary Ann Withrow.
There you go.
Now, Martha.
I was so proud of her. She got to be treasurer of the United States.
Yeah.
Hey, Martha, I know you've obviously been very active in politics. You ran for city council at one point.
Yes.
What do you make of this presidential debate this year, or presidential election, Biden and Trump? What do you make of the whole thing?
Well, I like Joe Biden because my husband's name was Joe, and his running mate, vice president, is a woman, and her name's Harris. And my daughter is married to Tom Harris.
Oh.
So you think you, a lifelong Republican, Martha, you might go for Biden this year?
Yep.
Well, how about that? Martha Douse voting for Joe Biden.
You know what?
What's that, Martha?
President Trump does not like LeBron James because he's black.
That's not right, Scott. No, it's not right, but it's one of those things, I guess. I'm not. So, Martha,
said on television when the time LeBron James left Cleveland and went to the Lakers, they said on television that his wife said she was going to divorce the president if he didn't start liking LeBron James. She loved him.
Hey, Martha, did you watch that debate last week?
What?
Did you watch the presidential debate?
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
Well, I like Joe Biden.
There you go. That's all.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
This is groundbreaking
news. I call him Trump the bump.
Oh, my.
Oh, Martha. Well, Martha, my gosh, I'm so glad you're still out there listening, and I'm so glad that you called in this morning. You feel free to call into this show anytime you like.
Well, do you come to see Jim Thompson?
I do. We have to schedule those visits now, Martha.
I've got your present from your birthday.
Oh.
Oh, well, thank you, Martha.
You're going to love it. The Ohio State Cup.
Well, I love that.
All right.
Well, Martha, I tell
you. You like Ohio State, don't you?
I do. I went to Ohio State.
You did?
I did. That's where I graduated from.
Oh, no wonder you're so wonderful.
There you go. Well, Martha, next time I'm over there visiting him, I will tell one of the nurses to go back and get you so you can come out and stand on the other side of the plexiglass.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love it.
Well, Martha, thank you for calling. Call in anytime, Martha.
God is great, and so is you and your radio station.
Thank you, Martha.
Have a great day, Martha.
The one and only Martha Douse Manasi, the First Lady of Dance here in Marion.
Interesting that we were talking off microphone about her.
And you said you've never met Martha.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to do that.
Yeah.
As soon as this whole mess is over,
yeah,
you have to meet Martha.
Yeah.
She's a wonderful.
Sounds like a great lady.
Wonderful, wonderful. How about that? Voting for Joe Biden.
That's kind of a surprise.
I'm shocked.
There are a lot of people right now that have been Republicans all their lives, I think, that are going to vote that way just because of some of the things that have happened. We'll leave that alone. I'll leave that till my next show.
What was that? Trump? The bump.
Bump the Trump or
bump
something
the Trump.
Like that.
Well, Martha's one of a kind. And you know what? There is a lady. You know, we talk about a lot of ladies in this community. And I think about ladies this year, women, because of the women getting the 100 years, women getting the right to vote. Martha went into business for herself, I believe, 77 years ago now.
Wow.
77 years. And it's grown to 5 studios.
Wow.
Outside of Ohio and throughout the state of Ohio, and all named for her, Martha Dowse Dance Studio. So
that's
she's a
cool.
She's a treasure.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I took ballet. I wanted to tell her this, but I wanted to hear her more than hear me. So I took ballet as a junior and a senior in high school because we were getting ready for West Side Story, which I had a lead role in, and also it helped me in my football because it really made me a better. I was a wide receiver or a tight end. It kind of depended on what formation we were in. And it gave me more agility to make the moves. And I'm really glad that I did that. And I also wanted to tell her that my wife was a baton twirler and a cheerleader, much like she was. But I didn't get the chance.
Martha used to, well, she's listening.
I know she is.
Martha used to twirl that fire.
I wish I could have seen that. Yeah,
I think she dipped it in kerosene, I believe.
Yikes.
You
got to be careful.
That's more than I would be doing. I don't even think she wore a glove.
Oh, my.
Just
yeah.
Threw that thing up.
The only thing that I ever found out about when you throw the baton up is you're going to get hit.
It's coming down.
Yeah.
What goes up must come down.
My wife used to laugh at me when I tried to do that.
Phone lines are open. If you want to call in about anything today, that's the time to do it, is right now, 740-383-9944. So you think Nate looked a little more roughneck than what he sounds?
Yeah, I thought he looked tougher than he sounds. He sounds very pleasant.
I like
Not
Nate's
that
show.
He didn't look pleasant.
Oh, Glenn.
But he looked a little different. I just didn't think he looked like his voice.
I like Nate, and I like his show, which will be on today live, 4:10 to 5 p.m. on this station.
There you go. Yeah.
That's all you need to know. I'm holding out for a break now because it's coming in 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Live radio. Hold your horses right now, and we're going to go into the break here, but we're going to come back with much more of this on-the-air show. Oh, you know who's on my show tomorrow after the debate?
Ooh.
For some debate analysis?
Ooh.
Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Judge Joe tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
We're going to be back in exactly 1 minute. Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after selling a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yeah. And we're back on the air here, Glenn. It's only a minute.
I'm sorry.
You were going to talk just, right?
I was going to say I can't breathe. But
I can't breathe.
Don't be saying that. I get stopped up at this time of the year.
Phone lines are open here, 31 minutes past the hour,
740-383-9944.
You never know. 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind? We just heard from the great legendary Martha Dowse Manasi.
I am really glad we got to hear from her because I never met her.
Martha's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful
Seems
woman.
Like it.
A treasure. Here in the
we have
community.
A lot of senior women that are treasures here in Marion. Yeah.
You know, Martha and Mary Ellen are within a year of age
that doesn't
of each other.
Me. Yeah,
and still
both
you're not,
great ladies.
Not
going to
stop those two. They're going.
No.
They're going strong, moving right down the line. Oh, I know what I was going to bring up last night, Glenn. Okay, listen to this. Now,
last
I was
night.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up last night.
Oh, okay.
What, was there something wrong there? What?
No, you said, I know what I was going to bring up last night. And
I'm going to bring up last night.
Okay.
But did I say it wrong?
No, I heard it wrong. You can't whistle either.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I can whistle. You okay. got to get your lips right.
Yeah, you do. Put your lips together and blow.
Yeah.
Isn't that the line?
That's Lauren Bacall.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, here's what happened.
We just
delay
heard
kicked the delay kicked delay, in. It sounded yeah. good. Here's what happened. Last night, I went out with somebody, and this happens every time we get in the car. Every time we get in the car. The person says, have you eaten? And it's usually about dinner time, and I say, well, no, I haven't. And they say, okay, well, I haven't either. Let's go get something to eat. And then it's...
Who's paying?
Well, now, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. We'll get to that. But then it's like 45 minutes of, will you pick? Will you pick? Will you pick?
Oh,
will you
I
pick?
Hate
will
that.
You pick? Will you pick? Yeah. Awful. It's torture. It's torturous. So we're going through that last night, and eventually we get to where we're going, and it was a place I had never been. So I wanted to see a menu. Now, this person already knew what they wanted. So I get this menu, which is like a half sheet of paper. And I look at it, and I'm just kind of glancing at the menu, and I'm trying to order quick because we're at the place.
Not very much on the menu.
Not
it's
very,
only half sheet.
Just half a sheet.
Oh, my.
So green beans jumped out at me.
Oh, I love green beans.
You love green beans. And I'll say, I'll have the green beans. And the woman who was taking the order goes, well, you're a cheap date. And then, and then.
What a great
so,
response.
What a line. And then, so the lady who brings out the food is different from the woman who took the order. And the woman who brings out the order says, well, here's your food. Boy, you're a cheap date. And then.
They got your number,
they
boy.
They got my number. And then, last night, the person who I was with sent me a message after we had gotten home who said, well, I know you're a cheap date from now on. Now, why should I be shamed
did
for
you
ordering
have,
green beans?
Did you have no meat or anything? Just green
just
beans?
Just green beans.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Well, all they ordered was a sandwich.
Yeah, but a sandwich is more traditional than green
beans. Oh, green beans is a meal.
I like
green beans. If I would have had macaroni and cheese, nobody would have complained.
I would have.
Really?
I hate macaroni and cheese.
Well, I mean, but macaroni and cheese is a meal.
Yeah, yeah, but that's...
Why isn't green beans a meal?
Because nobody ever has green beans for a meal.
Oh, that's not true.
Except for Scott Spear.
That's not true. Have you never dumped, like, 4 cans of green beans
no.
in a pot and then put, like, a ham in there?
No.
That, people have done that. That's good old...
Now, you got ham in there, though. Yeah.
Well, there might have been ham. There might have been ham bits in this. I don't know.
Okay.
So, I mean, what is wrong with that?
Well, I don't think there's anything
These are
wrong.
The real issues. Forget that presidential election.
But I do like green beans, and I could live on that. I could do that.
But what's wrong with ordering that? That's what caught my eye.
See, now I told you off the air, people think you're weird, and that's why they think you're weird.
But you said weird in a good way. Weird
yeah.
in a good way.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't say that. But
what were you giving compliments?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to take weird in a good way.
Okay.
I'm elusive.
That's way too dressed up.
I think that's good. But I don't understand why green beans are not okay.
If you have a little ham in there, I think I could go with that. Yeah. Now, I have found the greatest green beans that they have the little red, are they kidney beans? In with the green beans.
Oh, I don't like
those
that.
Those are good.
I don't like the beans.
Oh,
no.
You don't?
No.
Do they talk to you later?
Well, no, it's not that. I just don't like the taste of them. Like,
oh.
when people buy those soup beans,
yeah.
I don't like it.
Oh.
No.
My favorite, one of my favorite meals was my mother used to make ham and beans, but it was with those white beans.
Now, why are white beans okay for a meal and green beans not okay for a meal?
Because green beans are a vegetable that, and they really aren't, but they're a vegetable that you expect to be as a side dish. That's all. You're eating a side dish for dinner.
So what is a meal and what is not a meal? Is a salad a meal?
Oh, I hate salads for a meal.
Well, it's not what you like. I'm just saying, what is a salad a meal? Now, am I wrong? Does anybody out there have an opinion on this out in listener land?
Please.
Is it wrong to order green beans for a meal? 740-383-9944. Ham and beans, I think, is what it's called.
Now, was your date duly impressed with the fact that you ate green beans?
First of all.
And did you pay for it or did she?
First of all, I don't know that it was a date.
Okay.
And second of all.
You probably think she's a lot older than you think too.
She is older than me. And what was the other question you had there in your little? What was your interrogation questions there?
I don't remember.
Well, all I'm saying is important. I thought it was just fine.
Good. I know what the question was. Was she impressed with?
That I ordered green beans.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she thought it was strange.
Yeah, women like bikers and like tough guys.
They like bikers?
Yeah, they like all those tough guys.
Oh, okay, let me write that down.
And that's not a very tough thing to order.
Women like bikers. I think green beans are just fine. Holy Moses. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, a salad is definitely a meal.
A mouse salad is a meal.
Yeah, because you can have a chef salad or you can have a salad with a little chicken on it or something
like
that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you can add meat.
Really, Scott, I don't think there's anything wrong with ordering green beans. But as Glenn said, it's just a little strange.
But, you know, I was...
Thank you.
I just had this half sheet that I had to order quick. And it looked good. And I thought, well that sounds good.
There's nothing wrong with ordering anything that looks good to you on a menu, but normally if people order green beans, they'll order something else with
it. Yeah, normally.
Well, here
some kind of a meat byproduct, unless you're vegetarian.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm not vegetarian, but the person I was with.
Vegetarian.
As a matter of fact, the person I was with got a barbecue beef sandwich.
Uh-huh.
But there was no side dish with it.
Well, generally with a sandwich, I don't think of getting a side dish. I generally just get a sandwich.
Yeah, you got the bread and whatever's on the sandwich.
But to walk in a restaurant and order just a plate of green beans, nothing wrong with it.
But it
is a little strange.
But isn't soup a meal?
Yeah.
Soup? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
it
could
be a meal.
Well, I think
generally there's something else in the soup besides just broth.
Yeah,
unless
and you get crackers.
Soup. But then if you order tomato soup, traditionally everybody gets a grilled cheese sandwich.
Right, but let's say you just... What about consomme? People who just have consomme.
Well, they're weird,
I don't
too.
Know of anybody that just has consomme.
Yeah, I don't
else.
Either.
I don't know. I think...
I bet Scott does.
But I think green beans because Well, I mean, okay, let's say if you... Because here's the same category as far as I'm concerned. If you have, like, a stuffed pepper. Now, you might not have anything with that.
Well, no.
It's got meat
probably wouldn't. But a lot of times stuffed peppers have rice and meat in with them.
But
at least the stuffed peppers that I've eaten.
But I think these green beans did have little bits of ham in them.
Well, that might help you out.
That could possibly help it out. Well, I would assume that you'd like a green bean casserole then, too, right?
Well, you know, it's I tell you, that stuff that they casserole it up with, I'm not a big fan.
The onions on top?
Yeah,
Just a cream of chicken soup or cream of mushroom soup and some French fried onions on top.
Yeah.
Like green beans are a good side for me. Like I will eat green beans as a side if I'm having a hot dog. I will have green beans as a side. I just think it's a good, easy side.
Well, it is a good side. I have green beans quite often. I think the issue here though, Glenn, is the fact that you and I are both in our 70s and he's, still in his 20s.
You're barely in your 70s, though.
That's right. It's one of those things, and also I read a long time ago where green beans is the only vegetable that comes out of a can that doesn't have a lot of sugar preservative in it.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah, you believe everything you read.
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that, especially if you're like me, and I think this has been a thing for me as I've gotten a little bit older, I look at what's in a can of something or what's in a package of something before I buy it. You know, you got to start watching your sodium intake, and you got to watch your sugar intake, and the carbohydrates and things like that. So, I wouldn't say anything if I took you out to dinner and all you ordered was green beans. I would think that was just perfectly fine.
Sounds
strange. But I wouldn't call you necessarily a cheap date. You know?
Well, that's what I got. I got three cheap dates. Well, then I put it on Facebook because
I put it
on Facebook, and then I had other people commenting on this that, oh, you know, that is a cheap date. And you know, I just think that if you order green beans, that's very polite because maybe I was also being nice for the person's wallet.
Well,
oh, she was
paying. Now, my definition of a cheap date is someone that orders a glass of water and a toothpick.
There you go.
Yeah, pie and float.
That's a cocktail. There you go.
Hey, thanks. All right, I'm listening, guys.
Thank you very much. I think I'm right on this one. I just think you guys are all wrong.
Okay. Well, no, I think you're fine. Yeah, you're weird, but you're fine.
740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944.
You know, that's why people like you, because you're weird.
Do you care to explain?
No, nice weird.
Well, no, but you got to be different.
Yeah, yeah. That's why people listen to you.
Darn right.
Yes.
And I think all people on the air better have a little personality.
Yeah. Little edge.
Little edge.
Yeah.
Little personality.
You're right.
But I think ordering the green beans is just fine.
Oh, yeah. Now I understand because you sort of implied that she paid.
I did not say that. I did not say that, Glenn.
Okay.
Now you can take all the information you want.
I was assuming that you paid and you were cheap because you didn't want to have to pay
for it. I'll be like that doctor the other day. Go ahead and ask all the questions you want. I'll be as evasive
as possible.
As evasive as possible. All I'm saying is the green beans are a meal.
Okay.
I know. Does anybody
else? You're going to beat this horse to death.
Well, sure. Why not? We've got a lot of horses to beat to death here. 740-383-9944. Wouldn't you like to go out to dinner with somebody who was just ordering green beans?
No, I'd be embarrassed.
Embarrassed?
A little.
Why?
Because three people mentioned it while you were at the dinner.
Well, they did.
Boy, but that's a cheap date.
Well, you know what? Because they wanted the dough, I think.
Oh, okay.
They wanted me to order a
did
sandwich.
Did you leave a tip? Or was a tip left?
I don't know.
Oh, so it was her that
paid. I did not say that. See, you're making inferences that are not exactly correct. I don't recall.
I'm having fun.
I think I blacked out after I ate the green beans.
But
the green beans are health food. That's all you need to
know. Oh, yeah, they're good. They're good for you.
Yeah.
You know, nothing better, and I was going to mention this to our former caller because I think he's a gardener, or if not, maybe his family were farmers. I think they had a dairy farm. But anyway, there's nothing easier to grow than green beans, and you can get a lot of them off of it. But there's nothing better than green beans that are fried in a skillet with onions.
You're nuts.
Oh, my. I love it.
You're nuts.
I know.
That's crazy. Crazy talk.
Crazy talk.
Crazy talk. What are you talking about?
You're just trying to get
even. Well, people who have eggs, there's more in green beans than eggs.
Yeah, and eggs aren't really good for you, I guess.
No, and let's say you had like a plate full of potatoes. That's great. What's the difference between potatoes and green beans? They're both a vegetable.
Actually, the green beans are probably a far better choice.
Right. So here I am. I'm going to live forever eating these green beans.
Keep telling yourself.
And
somebody's going to shoot you.
Shoot me. Holy mackerel. We're coming up on a break here now. Here's what I want you to do. Go in the kitchen. It's just about lunchtime. Get yourself a can of green beans.
You are making me hungry.
Pour it into the microwave. Warm it up. Pull it out. And enjoy yourself. Thank me later. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute with the conclusion of this program.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here for the home stretch, 740-383-9944. And this program today is brought to you by Green Beans, the best meal you'll ever have. That's all you need to know.
Who are you going to get to be the spokesman? Are you going to be the sole spokesman?
Green Beans, for lunch, breakfast, or dinner. A food in and of itself. The green bean growers of this country should really take me on at this point.
Do green beans make you toot like other beans?
I don't do that, Glenn. I don't have that issue.
From what I've heard from people that have been in closed cars with you.
No, there's some people around here who do that. I don't want to get into that.
Oh, let me tell you a little story. When I was traveling with the folk trio I sang with, we were in Europe, and we were on Mount Pilatus, and we were going up in a gondola, and there were two gorgeous girls sitting across from us, and I was making fun like I was going to throw up, so I'd stick my finger up to my lips and go, you know, blow my lips, my cheeks out like I was going to puke. Just, I thought I was funny. I was not. Well, one time I blew my lips out and I put too much pressure and I did toot. And the whole gondola filled. That's not a good thing.
So yours are connected.
Yes.
Your mouth and your South America are connected.
Well,
North America is connected to South America.
In your intestines.
I don't do that.
I know you don't.
I don't have that issue.
You are
full
of grace.
I've never done anything like that. I wouldn't even think of doing something like that.
Well,
it's inappropriate.
Don't go to Mount Pilatus because I've been banned.
Well, apparently so. You probably killed half the people there.
No, they were okay. But they got out in a hurry.
Well, I bet they did. Well, I don't know. I think green beans are a meal. I think that's where we got to leave it today.
Okay. What's your second favorite meal?
Well, I didn't say it was my favorite meal. It's just what I ordered last night.
I'm just asking you, what is your favorite meal?
Well, that's a scintillating question.
Yeah, but there are people out there that might bring it to us.
Oh, might bring it here? I don't know.
Get to eat it.
You know, that's a tough question. I really don't know what my favorite meal is.
Steak and lobster is my favorite.
Steak and lobster. Well, a good steak is good. I like a good steak, but I'm a very I'm a complicated eater because I don't like spaghetti and I don't like beef and noodles and I don't like stuff like that. But I mean, I like hamburgers. I like pizza. I like pork chops. I like steak. I like ribs. I haven't had ribs in a long time.
Have you ever had Montgomery Inn ribs down in
Cincinnati? I have not.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what one of my favorite meals is barbecue ribs and a baked potato.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a good meal right there. Barbecue ribs and a baked potato.
Green beans.
Well, no, you can throw a little green beans there on the plate, but you don't want to you don't want to overstuff yourself because that's a meal. Green beans are a meal.
There you go.
You know something I used to eat that I thought never would taste good is roast. This will sound weird. Roast and cottage cheese.
I try to dig you out of the hole you say something that's stupid.
You don't cook it together. don't put the potatoes and the carrots in. Just put the roast in the crock pot, cook the roast through, and then put some cold cottage cheese as your side dish.
Gosh.
No, it's good.
I hate cottage cheese.
Well, that's your problem.
I know. I'm not real fond of macaroni and cheese either. So,
you know what I had yesterday for lunch? This was something I had not had before, was pork and teriyaki sauce.
Why is my nose running?
I don't know because it's a thing that happens with you when you lie.
I guess that's it. Pork and teriyaki sauce sounds
that
almost
was good.
A natural
pork chunks
duet made in heaven.
Well, yeah, you can douse anything in teriyaki sauce, and it'll taste fine.
Yeah.
So I had that yesterday. Now, would that be a Chinese meal or is that a good old American meal? Pork and teriyaki.
I think because you got teriyaki sauce, you've got to include that it's got an Asian flavor to it.
I was surprised at how good it was, but I think the pork chunks got left in the crock pot a little too long.
Ooh, I love them when they're overcooked.
Well, they're dry.
I don't like them when they get dry.
Yeah, they got a little dry.
But put more teriyaki sauce.
Put more teriyaki, you'll never notice it. Yeah. But they were good. They were very, very that's a very healthy meal right there.
I doubt it.
No, pork is
the
pork's
sodium.
The other white meat.
I imagine the sodium in the teriyaki sauce is through the ceiling.
Well, did you notice that, though?
What?
Did you know? Pork is the other white meat.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Did you?
Yeah, I remember the ads.
Well, what's the first white meat?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah.
So the two healthiest meats are?
Well, you're leaving out the other, the third white meat.
Fish?
Fish.
Fish. But I don't know if fish is always white.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and chicken's not always white.
No, it's not.
Pork is always white.
No, it's not.
Well, how do you know?
It's tan.
Tan?
Yeah, it's not white, white.
You know, red meat is not really red, though.
That's true.
It's colored.
It's what?
They color it. Food coloring.
But there is blood in it, so it has...
But not really. By the time it gets to the store, it's brown. And they put that
well,
coloring
you know.
On it.
I mean, you have first-hand knowledge.
Just because I work
store.
There doesn't mean I slaughter the cows.
Oh, I thought you guys did
But that's all. That's why if you take hamburger home and you let it sit too long, it'll turn brown and you think it's spoiled. All that's happening is that little pink food coloring is coming off
it's
of it.
It's going away. Huh?
Yeah. That's all it is. You thought that was blood?
Yeah.
No, that's food coloring.
I've lived 74 years and thought that
no,
was blood.
No, that's just to make it look good in the store.
Okay, well, I'm not eating any brown meat.
Next time you get some hamburger or something like that, run your finger over top of it, and it won't even come off. Blood would. It's not blood.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, do it. It's dye. Pink dye.
Even if it's raw meat?
Yeah, it is raw meat.
Okay, I'm going to
Why do you think that it turns brown when you cook it? It's brown under there.
I thought it turned brown because it was getting burned.
How many things do you know that you...
I don't know very many things,
When you
obviously.
Add heat to green beans, do they turn brown?
If you burn them, it will.
No. It's coloring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you would know more than I do.
Well, like a rare steak is not red.
Okay.
It's brown on the outside.
I'm watching a show, my wife and I watch a show called Doc Martin on TV, and he has a blood phobia, and he throws up every time he sees blood.
Well, he got into a good profession.
Yeah, he was a surgeon. He had to quit being a surgeon because he would get sick. Well, he always gets sick when he has raw meat or sees raw meat, so...
Well, that's
I'm going to have to ask them if they're basing that on a improper theory.
That's improper. Because that's just to show it up.
Okay.
Because we got to make the meat department look nice and...
I got you.
You know, ooh, doesn't this look good?
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, I guess you do bleed the animal after it's been slaughtered.
Well, certainly you do.
Yeah. But there's blood in the animal anyway.
Yeah, but it's on the inside.
Well, that's what I'm eating, the inside. I'm not eating the
outside.
Yeah, but
why would you think the hamburger would turn brown if you leave it in the refrigerator too long?
I have never thought of that.
Ah, see? There you go.
I'm gonna do some search. Now, one of the things I've learned to do when I've been on this radio station is I've learned to go home and do a lot of research. I'm going
to
research
well, you have
that
to.
For you.
By the way,
and I've proven you wrong a couple
when?
Of times. Oh.
Name one.
I can't name it right off the bat.
Well, because there are none. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any comments today?
All my friends used to do that to me.
What's that?
Name one. And you never can name it.
I can name one.
When somebody jumps on you.
Oh, I could. If somebody said, if I made the statement that I have proven you wrong before, I would have to come with some material to back that up, or I shouldn't be making the statement.
No, I don't have to have material. I can state a fact.
Well, that ain't going to work in a debate. Like tonight, that ain't going to work.
You know, that's one of the interesting things. Somebody pointed out how... they don't really have debate type rules. You know, there are debate teams and they have rules of how they have to debate. And our debates, our political debates aren't even close.
Since we're about close to you and Dr. Feynman.
Yeah.
How's the trifecta between you and he and Adam going on?
I think it's fine.
I mentioned this a few weeks ago.
I think it's fine.
Because if people don't know, he used to be on Adam's show.
Yeah.
For like 200 and something shows.
Yeah, 240 something.
And then he left.
Yeah.
And then he ended up on your show.
That's because I'm a really nice guy. That's not saying that Adam.
Well,
is
that was
not.
A little bit of an insinuation, I think.
You insinuate whatever you want.
I'm just saying, are things going well with you and the doctor?
Yes, very well. I like having him on. Matter of fact, as I told you off the air, I said to him when I asked him if he'd come on, I want to have you on for the next 7 weeks, because it was 7 weeks before the election. And I think he's really good, and we'll probably have him on longer than that, but he's really good at he's smart, and I'm not. So, well, actually,
what do you
I
call
am,
him?
But,
huh? What do you call him?
Doctor.
So do I.
Yeah.
I always felt that it was proper when you have a guest on,
yeah,
even if you're friendly with them,
yeah,
to call them by what they are.
My father was a doctor of divinity, which is an honorary degree.
Cake?
But, I'm sorry?
Cake?
No. Didn't. But he did like divinity cake.
I never understood what that was.
It's stupid cake that got overcooked. But they always, everybody called my father doctor, Dr. Coble. And I would ask, Dad, that's an honorary degree. You have a, and he did have a degree from, he went to Boston University and Harvard. So he was a learned man. But I was always a little embarrassed that he was referred to as doctor, because he had.
I'm not going to say the name of where I just got this message.
Okay,
okay,
all
here's
right.
What I'm going to give you.
It's probably somebody you had green beans with.
No, no, no. It says, Scott, many times I have opened a can of green beans for a person. This person would eat the whole can of green beans for a meal. Just added salt and pepper and butter and popped it in the microwave for a quick meal. Ground beef turns brown when air gets to it.
Yeah. That doesn't mean it's colored.
Well, I think it's colored.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Now, this person may be right, but I'm pretty sure they put some kind of dye in there. It's called red dye number.
That wouldn't surprise me, because remember one of the big, well, I think it was Walmart got in trouble for putting too much red crap in their ground beef, didn't they? Was it? It might not have been Walmart.
But don't discount the first part of that, which says green beans is a meal.
Well, that person,
I'm not the only one.
That person is just trying to kiss up.
No, 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 they're right. And you just put it in the microwave. You put some butter in there. You put
butter
some,
and salt are very bad for you. Don't do all that.
Well, what do you think all this stuff you've got, Scott, in it? Steak and crab and.
Yeah, I admit that I love butter with my crab.
Well, but if and, I'm eating a health food and I just add butter to it, I've got half health, half butter.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I really don't care that.
Ask Dr. Feynman what his favorite
like
food
that.
Is. Ask him if he thinks green beans are a meal.
I will ask.
Start
him
off light.
If I remember.
Start off light today.
I'll have to put. I don't have go a right bunch for the questions here.
Don't go right for the jugular. Just ask him what his favorite food is.
I'm putting it in my phone right now so that I will ask him that. What
do Dr. Feynman, what's your favorite food? Dr. Feynman, is green beans a meal? That's all you have to know.
Green beans is a meal.
I agree, too.
I'm just putting that in. So I'm going to ask him that very question.
Everybody loves green beans for a meal. The people will cook that all day long.
If I were going to have a vegetable for a meal, just a vegetable, it probably would be, and it's really not a vegetable, it's a root. I'd have potatoes.
Well, like corn and potatoes and peas and all those, they have some kind of sugar in their preservative.
Yeah.
That not green beans.
I don't know.
Green beans are
my can.
You will live forever.
I'll have to use a mirror.
Can you bend over that far?
I was going to say, I have to use
a
mirror.
Yeah, to get to your can. Holy mackerel. Those poor girls on Papadopoulos Island. We're done for the day. Coming up now is Glenn and Dr. Feynman. And then we've got offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5 today in the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon. Sit back, have a nice bowl of green beans, and enjoy
public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone. And is anything private?
No, no, not much is private, but I'm a publicity so I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I should have been more